brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friend. She's written for WorldNet Daily. From the Wilderness Publications, Newsmax, Narco News, Judicial Watch. He's a retired school teacher, served 24 years in the Army as well. He's been there at the two whitewash hearings, the two different fake commissions, both the congressional one and the latest kangaroo court operation. And he's broken just major news story after major news story after major news story. He sued Bill Clinton and others. I mean, just has a huge bio, done a lot of great work exposing the New World Order. TomFlacco.com is the website. Also, unanswered questions.org. Just done a lot of great work. And yesterday, we covered an article he broke because the media didn't want to cover this. The lady was surrounded by cameras but didn't see it on the news. Breaking special report, 9/11 hearings, DOJ asked FBI translator to change pre-9/11 intercepts. And she was threatened with arrest if she didn't change them or testified about them. And same thing happened to FBI agent Robert Wright and countless others. But this was there in the Capitol, but nobody seems to know about it. Tom has broken a lot of other news, like the spokeswoman for the FAA admitting that the government called them even before planes were flying into buildings and was in control of the situation. And that links in with the ABC News article about Cheney in control of the bunkers that morning, even beforehand, a giant staged event. Tom, good to have you on the show. I appreciate you joining us, Tom.
We've had a couple very interesting days. I was down there for a press conference on Monday, and I spent the whole day Tuesday and Wednesday, and it was quite tiring, but it was we knew it was going to be a pretty exhilarating experience because of the people that were testifying that day.
And, well, I want to go over, because you've been there, I want to go over the past few years, a year and a half, down there watching all this. I want to go over the big smoking guns that haven't gotten reported and how the whitewash is progressing and where you think all this is going.
Well, I'll tell you, I personally, and I'm going to write about this, I normally write a story that's kind of like geared toward one particular subject, but there were so many things that struck me in this hearing that I'm going to kind of do a new, like a shadow, 9/11 shadow news, the stuff that doesn't come out of the shadows type of thing. And I literally had personal contact with 5 of the 10 commissioners, wherein I went and asked them, why are you failing to use your subpoena power? It's just incredible. They just look at you, and I say, the hijacking started at 10 after 8. The plane turned south at 8:20. I'm just rattling stuff off. 23 minutes after 8, the Madeline Sweeney calls in and says, we had a possible gunshot. A stewardess got her throat slit. So we know that there's a hijacking going on at 10 after, 20 after. We know there were phone bridges at 20, 25 after. We know that the President of the United States said, I know what's going on in New York City at 8:30 in the morning, and I'll have more. This is before he stepped into his limousine to go to the elementary school and said, I know what's going on.
And this is all admitted, by the way.
Yes, all admitted, all reported by U.S. journalists, 8:35 and 8:30.
We have an audio clip of Bush talking about seeing the first plane hit on television.
Oh,
But nobody else had seen that.
A lot of people don't realize, if you listen closely to the testimony, all American Airlines equipment was grounded at about 8:45. I've got to go check that because I've got that. I was taking notes and I got to go back to my files. But in that area, so we're talking about a hijacking that the air traffic controller. The quote was, "We determined to be a hijacking at 8:10 or 8:13 in the morning, 8:13." So that's just about 2 hours before the last plane crashed, and it's about 30-35 minutes before the first plane crashed. See, and so their actions, Alex, are indefensible, and I've been saying this. They're the actions of General Myers, who sat in his office.
He was the head of NORAD that shut everything down. Now he got the chairmanship of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for his good work.
Right. He was acting Joint Chiefs that day, the highest-ranking general on U.S. soil when the other fellow was the other Joint Chiefs. Yeah, he was Joint Chiefs of Staff. When the other fellow was overseas, everybody was basically out of position.
Tell you what, stay there. We got to come back and go over all this. Everybody stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got callers from Chicago to Atlantic City, from Austin, Texas to Los Angeles, California. Your calls are coming up later in this hour, but we've got Tom Flacco, a military veteran, a journalist, writes for major publications, a retired school teacher. I mean, he's done it all, and he's been down there at these whitewash, both the whitewash committees, the congressional one and this new one, and it's come out. You know, first off, let's impeach the committee itself. Some of them have had to testify secretly because they were involved in actually covering up 9/11 evidence before they were even on the commission.
That's correct.
Others are in business with Bush on a dozen different fronts. Let's go over that first. You know, they first tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of it, calling him independent, but let's go over that. Then let's go through what you've seen happen in the committee and the witnesses that aren't ever brought forward that you then interview and that the media interviews, but then we never hear about because of the government gatekeepers inside of the mass media.
Well, what struck me right off the bat was the questioning seemed a little tougher. However, as anyone who knows anything about the prosecutorial interrogation, it's the follow-up that's critical. You mean, you telling me this, or why didn't you do that, or how come you did this? And there was no follow-up. The follow-up was very weak to poor, and that's where you're going to get some of the answers that you could get. They never really see the families and the media. Everybody knew that the Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld should have been asked why he never went to the war room during the attacks, when he was told at the outset, with the phone bridges going on at least at 15, 20, 25 minutes after the hour.
Well, let's go over the timeline later, but I mean, This is Shakespearean theater. I mean, the Warren Commission supposedly asked tough questions. I mean, you know, this is theater. They set up, they don't bring up who called Condoleezza, you know, or you know, why is it Condoleezza Rice here? You know, why has she been lying? They didn't bring up, you know, to the public, well, why were public officials told not to fly? Or, you know, why did FBI agents get cash bonuses for blocking other FBI agents? I mean, none of that real stuff was brought up.
Well, there's been close to 1,000 behind closed doors interviews and by any number of individuals. And that's the thing, when we have to trust the commission, a compromise commission, and which I can get into in 1 second here, we have to trust them to not to adjust the contents of the report, and you know that it'll be accurate, let alone any redactions that might come through or blackouts from the White House. But one, we were doing there was a big interest in Philip Zelikow. The families were calling for him to resign immediately. It was all in the hallways, and a lot of the people that are listening to C-SPAN don't realize that a lot of the action is taking place in between, in these sidebar interviews with family members and some of the officials. Now, all the officials, Colin Powell, Armitage, Rumsfeld, none of them, all of them came in from the side door. None of them would stand for an interview in front of the media. They all slipped out side doors, coming in, going out, so that you had no contact.
Yeah, I saw that. They're coming in through the back where the congressmen come in or the commissioners come in.
Even at the end, they allow a press conference. I wasn't allowed to go to the press conference because I don't work for a recognized media like the Washington Post or something. And so all of the hard questions being asked by a few of us who have spent a great deal of time working with us, that was totally left out. And not only that, they moved the press conference to the Dirksen building from the Hart. So you had to walk over to it, and then they had somebody standing in the doorway checking credentials and so forth. So I didn't even bother to go, because the last time I did ask a hard question, they said, well, I'm not going to answer that now, and you only get one question. But they've changed that whole policy to basically shut out anybody that's asking intrusive questions.
Well, I mean, let's go over that particular commissioner who, again, this is the Associated Press, admittedly involved in covering up 9/11 evidence for Bush, and then is a supposed independent commissioner. Why are the families calling for this guy to resign?
Well, this is Philip Zelikow, and he is the staff director of the staff director and the executive director, and he has control over the flow of the whole investigation. And what makes it interesting is that there were only two individuals who were allowed to see the presidential daily briefings, and those briefings would indicate whether the president had prior knowledge of planes used as weapons. And actually, we're going to report, because Timothy Romer said in his opening statement, he listed some of the areas about hijackings and planes used as weapons, and literally came out and delineated some of the aspects of what was in the August 6th briefing. So he basically said it publicly, and yet the media, Alex, the media is not covering. That was the most explosive thing. And then Rumsfeld's testimony talked about hijacking. I believe it was Rumsfeld's. It mentioned hijackings. It was Tenet. George Tenet was telegraphing the fact that hijackings were mentioned in some of the briefings. That's mentioned in the transcript, so you can look at that. But all of this came to a head all at once. And that's the amazing thing. Zelikow and Gorelick were the two that were picked. Now, Philip Zelikow is not even appointed by Congress. He's appointed by the staff. So he directs the whole investigation. He knows who's going to testify, when they're going to testify, what they said behind closed doors, what they might say, what questions are going to be asked, how they're going to be asked. Everything, he controls the total inner workings of the
commission. Yeah, this is a kangaroo court.
Yeah, Philip Zelikow.
And Tom, not just the overt cover-up and prior knowledge and involvement by the globalists, but just the body language of Powell and Armitage and all of them. I mean, my wife walked in and saw Armitage up there and said, he looks like the kingpin. Tenet looks like he's ready for The Sopranos. You know, the arrogance, the smacking, the laughing. We're talking about thousands of dead people, and Armitage is just laughing and joking and rolling his eyes. I mean, these are arrogant kingpins.
Well, they're also wealthy, arrogant kingpins. They're totally above the people, and they're above scrutiny. And when you've got somebody like Zelikow who worked... he worked in the CIA. He worked for Senior Bush. He worked for James Baker. You know, we found all this stuff. We were doing a deep Google search. In other words, we were going back into page 40 and 50 and, you know, going, you know, looking for everything. And we found, he wrote a book called, Why People Can't Trust the Government with two other people. And, you know, it's just amazing some of the things. And he wrote a book with, I believe he wrote two books with Condoleezza Rice. So we have smacking, he was on the Bush transition team. And he's not even appointed, and he gets to look at all 4,000 plus PDBs, the presidential daily briefings, and have access. And then he and Jamie Gorelick, who's a member of the President Bush's CIA Intelligence Review Board as a Democrat, she's a member of a partner in the Wilmer Cutler and Pickering law firm, which is representing Prince Faisal in the terrorist finance probe again, involving defending in the suit that it was brought by the victim families. So here
so
you have
this
a woman.
This is a supposed independent commission. I want people to listen to this. This is Bush talking about on 9/11 before he goes out and reads a little goat story to the elementary school students. This is Bush saying, "Oh yeah, he saw the plane crash, which no one had seen." 6 months later, the French video came out of it. No one had footage of the first plane. But he says he saw that first plane hitting the building. Of course, before he claimed he first learned of all this while reading a little goat story from a chief of staff. Mr. Card, but again, here it is.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, "Well, there's one terrible pilot."
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many issues here. Where you've got presidential knowledge of the hijacking.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, we're going to get into that in just a second, because I want to go through the timeline and what you think some of the biggest smoking guns of prior knowledge and even involvement are. But for those that just missed it, here it is again.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, "Well, there's one terrible pilot."
So what do you think of that?
Unbelievable. But what can you say? The public is totally unaware of this. The majority, you know, the overwhelming majority of the people, they're just, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 people in the world that probably are well read on 9/11 and understand and can articulate some of the issues and where the real problems lie. But Gorelick and Zelikow get to pick these briefings. And the thing is, they get to choose which briefings are promulgated forward for Chairman Keene and Vice Chairman Hamilton to
But then again, Keene and Hamilton are establishment whitewashers from a long time ago.
Well, Hamilton goes back to the old Iran-Contra. Many people's claim that he had a part in calming down the Iran-Contra BCCI problem.
Yeah, it's the same crew of kingpins. Tom, let's go over some of the big smoking guns. Well, first, let's do the timeline, you know, the obvious prior knowledge. Then let's get into this major story you broke. And again, the media was all around this lady.
Yeah,
one of their code breakers, one of their deciphers, and they told her, "You shut up. We'll give you a better job. If you don't, we're going to arrest you."
Yeah,
let's go ahead and cover that now.
Yeah, it's just quite incredible. I was walking around coming back from, you know, a quick run to the restroom. I see Michael Isikoff, Kelly Wallace, and David Corn standing around. Kristen Breitweiser and I went up and we're asking questions. They asked a few, and she's doing a lot of talking, and the conversation kind of drifted, you know, to things that were happening. You know, what did they know before the event? And Kristen's talking about it. All of a sudden, she says, "Wait a minute."
Well, for those who don't know, tell us who this person is.
Kristen Breitweiser is the number one spokesman for the 9/11 victim family. She's generally the most articulate, quick on her feet person who's able to bring forth the real issues, and she's one of the what they so-called Jersey girls, the women Patty Cazzazza, Laurie Van Alken, and Kristen Breitweiser.
Talking inside the Capitol,
and so they're all talking, and so she says, "Wait a minute, I'll bring this woman back." And there's a woman inside you need to listen to. And so by now, there's now about, you know, 10, 15 reporters all gathering around Breitweiser. Now Van Alken starting to talk a little bit. And pretty soon, Breitweiser brings a woman by the name of Sibel Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L-E-D-M-O-N-D-S. And Sibel Edmonds comes forward, and she starts to talk about her problems as a translator, a linguist with the FBI.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about this and some of the other big smoking guns. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I can tell it's very frustrating for Tom Flacco to try to go over all this information, give you all the details, because he's been in the middle of it, researching it for so long as a highly respected investigative journalist. So just remember, Tom, a lot of people don't have the level of knowledge you do. Just with bullet points, go through this major news story and then some of the major smoking guns you've documented in the past year plus at these hearings. So you've got this admitted FBI linguist codebreaker individual, and you know, there's a story there that the media's all around her with news cameras and the rest of it, and none of that makes it out. That right there is a story. Number two, she's not the only one. There are probably 50 people that we know of, FBI, CIA, others, who've been told to shut up about prior knowledge.
Well, she's starting to talk, and at the time, I had this had been broken by CBS News on a short segment on one of their programs a year ago. But the issue, what made it so important, was she was breaking much more new ground. The issue before was she was hired and she found some irregularities in the translations. They weren't doing it was shoddy, what she called shoddy translations. I believe there was
CBS spun it that it was just laziness.
Yes, exactly. And,
but now we know it's John Ashcroft calling her saying, "You want a big job or you want to go to jail?"
Well, that's the issue, of course. And what she had said that she would go in and make a translation, and then she'd come back the next morning, and the translations would be missing, and she'd get all mad. Why are you?
So it's not laziness. It's not them missing things.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're taking the translations off. We're trying to teach you a lesson. I believe was something was said like that. But when you get into the new allegations, she's fluent in Farsi and Turkish. She speaks the languages. She's been working for the FBI for 6 months, and that's all she said. Now, I got a chance to, it was this about 40, 50 people gathered around, firing questions at her like crazy, and she's talking, and people are scribbling, we're scribbling notes down, and then she walks away, and they put her in front of a whole bank of cameras and microphones with cameras running, and they reiterate the whole thing all over again, and ask her the same types of questions. And now it comes out that, you know, people are asking, were you bribed? And you guess you can interpret it as that.
Yeah, let me read her quotes.
In
a 50-reporter frenzy in front of some 12 news cameras, Edmund said, quote, Attorney General John Ashcroft told me, quote, he was invoking state secret privilege and national security when I told the FBI I wanted to go public with what I had translated from the pre-9/11 intercepts, close quote. Another quote, I appeared once on CBS 60 Minutes, but I have been silenced by Mr. Ashcroft, and the FBI follows me, and I was threatened with jail in 2002 if I went public. And it goes on.
That's correct.
The term came from the October 18, 2002 DOJ memo to me from DOJ spokesman Barbara Comstock, telling her that it was a state secret privilege not to talk about it. That's another quote. There's a bunch of others we'll go into. Please continue.
Well, exactly. So Comstock had given her a memo. Now, I got a chance to get Sabell off to the side by myself with her, and I asked her, trying to get, you know, you mean to tell me you were bribed? Just trying to get her to reiterate, to verify this. And I kept thinking, well, you know, what's the big deal about the translations? And I said, when did you start? I want to get this. She said, I started in December. What year? December of 2001. And I'm thinking, I asked her, well, that's after the attacks. And she said, but you don't understand. I was asked to retranslate, was her word, and change the contents of pre-9/11.
And they were covering up, exactly.
Yeah. What was in there. In other words, adjust the transcripts.
This is them altering evidence for the whitewash kangaroo commission.
And this is not a story. This is not a story. Alex, it's incredible. I'm flabbergasted. I do a search.
This is 1 million times bigger than Nixon spying on the Democrats.
It's totally incredible. And what makes it the biggest story is that it's not a story. I mean, I said.
Now that's
Kelly,
the caveat side story is that
I said to Kelly Wiles as I was by because I said, Kelly, I hope you're going to put this story on the air now. I said, I'm going to go write it. So what I did is I hightailed it downstairs. I had left my cell phone. It didn't charge right overnight, so I couldn't call right from the spot. So now, second, it's 12:15, 12:30, and I sat down there on the floor with scribbled notes in my hands and just dictated a story into a hardline telephone to my webmaster, and he was typing it as he went, and it was a couple typos and things which I fixed when I got home. This was at the tail end, but I had that story out there around noon, and I was thinking, man, I'm going to try at least maybe CNN will have it on, and MSNBC, they got their people, and I figured, heck, I found out that I might be the only one in the whole country that has this story in line. I'm totally flabbergasted.
And then I have the Chicago Sun-Times saying Homeland Security is basically running Hollywood, and we've got a $70 million fake newscast package running right now, New York Times. So the media is controlled.
Did you find anybody else that ran this story?
No.
I didn't find...
And by the way, Tom's run a bunch of other stories that months later get picked up by the mainstream. He's very credible. Stay there, Tom. We got to come back. I want to get into other big smoking guns that you've covered that nobody else has covered. then I want to get into the timeline and take calls. Stay with us. We shall return.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure ear system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills
bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
We're talking to investigative journalist Tom Flacco, written for WorldNet Daily, From the Wilderness, Newsmax, you name it. He's been there covering the 9/11 Whitewash Committee 2 that they tried to have Henry Kissinger head up, but nobody bought that. Everybody else involved in this thing has just as many connections to Lord Bush and James Baker and the rest of them. Most of the committee members are in business with those testifying, literally. But the media says it's independent, you can trust them. We got a bunch of calls for you, Tom, but let's get into some of the other big smoking guns that have come out that nobody else has seemed to report or that they later kind of bring out and water down as well. And then let's get into the timeline of some of the key smoking guns on 9/11, and then we'll go to the calls.
Well, there was a great deal of mention about hijackings. There was a lot of interest in that with regard to what the government knew and when it knew it. And Timothy Romer probably said it the best when he expressed the fact that there were briefings that were out there, and these briefings were declassified, and they mentioned the fact that there were hijackings, that there were the issue of planes used as weapons. And you see, the reason that becomes important is that if the American people ever find out, the majority of them find out that they knew that planes used as weapons was one of the key areas of this investigation, and the fact that Arab terrorists were taking flying lessons in the United States.
And the government knew and then lied and said they never heard that. And then on that day, it shows they knew what was going on.
You see, my brother is a Delta Airlines captain, and he was is retired now, just retired, and he just called me on the phone. He says, I just read a story about, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Bin Ladens being escorted out of the air, you know, out of the country, and he wanted to know. He had heard, he just finished reading the book by Kevin Phillips, the Bush Dynasty book, and it mentioned something like 7 or 8 flights. And I always thought it was 2 or 3 flights, you know. And you have to remember, all of the planes were grounded. He told me that it would take about 45 minutes to ground one company's equipment. In other words, if American Airlines ground, he says, because you got to fly maybe 130 miles to get to an airport.
It was 144 of the Bin Ladens when all other ground traffic, air traffic was grounded.
Right, and they were gathered up and flown out of the country in 1 or 2 flights where they actually left the country. But there were other flights getting them to the gathering point. And my brother said, and other pilots have told me, I believe there are, I've talked to a couple actually at the airport. And some of the ones at the airport, I asked, you know, is it hard to get them out of the air? And guys say, yeah, I mean, you've got to, you know, they land one by one. And Boston Logan, I believe one of the flights for the Bin Ladens left at least the one flight or one of two.
Well, this came out in the Sentinel. It came out in the Miami Herald in the days after. The media tried to claim it was an urban legend. And the former counterterrorism chief had to admit just last year, and he told Vanity Fair that, yeah, it was a presidential order. That's how the FAA and the military let these people leave.
Yes, and I believe it was Tenet's testimony. They mentioned this issue. It was brought up again by Romer.
I haven't watched all the tapes. I only saw some of it.
Yeah.
And of course, the media hasn't talked about it. You're saying they brought up flying the Bin Ladens out to Tenet?
Yes, they did. And they asked him why. I'm going to have this in my news notes. I'm taking this for granted that the media is going to report all this stuff, and apparently they're not. You know, Alex, so I guess I'm going to have to write my little chatty news notes deal where I'm going to do a 2 or 3 paragraphs on some of these things that struck me. Well, that struck me.
Well, and what did Tenet do when this got raised?
Well, he said that they weren't questioned. No one was questioned. This was mentioned at least once, and I'm trying to think now. I'm pretty sure it was Tenet. It might have been one of the others. Don't quote me on this because, again, I just got home and I've had to take a day's sleep and just to catch up from being up all night for 3 straight days, or, you know, a good chunk of the night. But what I'm saying is that was brought up in testimony, I know it was Romer that brought it up. So you can check the transcripts under Romer's questions, and it will be there.
By the way, the White House had said that it wasn't true at first, so more lying.
There's a lot of that going on. I was shocked to hear that because they said someone, I think Romer, said, you mean they got out of the country and they weren't questioned by the FBI? And I believe that's true. You know,
It was the president getting them out of the country with his orders.
Yes, and
so this is massive again. But
this had to come from the very highest the highest areas. And
also,
last year
you were there, and the FAA spokeswoman said that that morning, even before the crashes began, the attacks began, that the White House was already on the phone tree with the FAA.
Yes, the phone. I have the email that they originally told us it was 8:20. Then she wrote me a separate private email. Later that night, saying that it was 8:45 rather than 8:20. But we know darn well that that issue is safe because there's no way that if the president knew at 8:30, then the phone bridges had to have started at 8:20, 8:25 in the morning at least. He was attended to by his own private, his own Secret Service detail.
Well, Bush says he saw the first plane hit, but nobody else did for 6 months until the French video got brought forward. I mean, how did he do that?
You know, that's, Alex, boy, I'll tell you what, these are the kind of questions, and it just
drives
you.
And there's thousands of them. There's thousands of them.
Alex, it drives you nuts when you sit there and listen to a policy wonk college history lecture with poor preparation of questions for the most part and terrible, worse follow-up. See, basically, the president, the chairman of the commission, Tom Keene, is an honorable man, but he's acting like a fancy restaurant maitre d'. And he asks, well, what could we have done? Or everything was, what could we do?
Well, the commission said at the outset that we're not going to blame the government. We're just going to find out how we cannot do this again.
Yeah, it's turning. The families are turning it into something far different. Trust me on that.
Yeah. So what's I want to get more into the timeline and then some calls. But being there for week after week during these hearings over the last year and a half, you're there with the families. We've had a lot of them on. They believe Bush did it. I've had Stanley Hilton, all these other lawyers on who represent them. But when you're talking to the families, I mean, what's going on? What's an average discussion like?
Well, they're calling for a new set of hearings to investigate 9/11. In other words, they're saying we don't want history lessons. We don't want what's been going on. This is politics.
By history lesson, you mean it's all how dangerous Al-Qaeda was and why they dropped the ball and how busy they are.
And let's, we don't want this to happen again, so what policy should we change so that we can move on?
And the committee says the domestic CIA is the answer, big government's the answer.
Alex, there is nothing about accountability. The only person who made himself accountable was Richard Clark, who has worked for both administrations, I believe, right? And he said, I want to apologize to the families and America for letting them down.
Now, let me say something else. I did see one of the commissioners bring up that why did the FBI agents that blocked good FBI agents get record cash bonuses, but then they didn't answer the question and there's no follow-up.
Alex, there's been subpoena votes. I asked Timothy Romer point blank, Slade Gorton point blank, Bob Kerry point blank, individual, myself. I asked all three of them, and when I asked Kerry, there were about 20 to 25 reporters standing there. I asked all of them, why aren't you using your subpoena power? And I said, have you voted for subpoenas to subpoena the Condoleezza Rice? And they wouldn't answer. Nobody will answer. And they will say, Romer said, I voted to subpoena.
Now, why don't they want Rice? Because they stuck her out on TV and she told a bunch of lies. She now admits those lies about we never heard of a plan to play.
Well, the other thing is I have another story, a title. I love to fool around with titles. And this title, The Definition of Is. We now have a new definition of what is, and you want to know what it is? The President of the United States is saying that if I'd only have known that they were going to take airplanes and fly them into buildings. He said that at the last story. You should go to TomFlocko.com, FLOCCO, and you'll see in the last story I did regarding the Bush, the commission is still talking about subpoenas. There's a quote up at the top, and the President has changed that quote. Instead of saying, if I'd have known that they were going to fly planes into buildings, he has planes into buildings in New York City. You see, that's depending on what the definition of is.
By the way,
we've
caught them going into old transcripts of speeches from 2 years ago and altering those, too.
Yes.
This is a chilling cover-up and takeover. Tom, any other key points you want to hit on about where this commission's going?
Hold on a second.
Will the public buy the whitewash? Then I want to go to calls.
Okay. Condoleezza Rice, when she made her damage control May 16th press conference in reaction to the Bush new headline from the New York Post, I believe.
Yeah, she's not a good liar. That's why they won't let her testify publicly.
She had made that statement. Well, there was also a question. Somebody said about this issue of the Pakistani intelligence general, and then what they did is the CNN and the White House literally put inaudible in the transcript. However, there was another issue where they named the Pakistani general. So they put inaudible on the White House version of the transcript, so we have evidence there, and I believe that was...
Now, explain, for a lot of people, they don't know what you mean by Pakistani General Mahmood Ahmed.
All right. Now,
give us the background on that.
Quite incredibly, we were all waiting Attorney General Powell's testimony to find out if they would ask him, General Powell, Secretary of State Powell. He confirmed that he met with Pakistani intelligence in his follow-up question testimony that day, when he testified the first day. However, there was no mention, and no one followed up and said, well, did you meet specifically with the general, the intelligence chief? Well, obviously, he inferred that. Well, this Pakistani intelligence general, Mahmood Ahmad, had one of his surrogates, his associates, to wire $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker.
And by the way, that's admitted, and then in the second trip in his life, he met with the CIA chief.
He also met with Richard Armitage,
And then that morning of 9/11, he was having breakfast with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman.
That is correct. He met with Porter Goss, and he met with Robert Graham, and also mentioned was Senator John Kyle. So here we have United States congressmen in charge of the Joint Congressional Intelligence Investigation of 9/11 meeting with the general who had wired money to the lead hijacker a week or two prior
but let me give
to
them
coming
some
to
more.
Washington.
Let me give them some more. We have a London Guardian reporting, as well as the Associated Press, that Bush Sr. at a Carlyle Group function at 8:30 in the morning was having breakfast with the head of the bin Laden family. We also, of course, have a bunch of other examples of this.
These are the kinds of things that were, and see, they had opportunities. They could have asked this to Armitage. They could have asked it to Colin Powell.
Armitage was very arrogant, wasn't he?
I bet this hasn't been, I got to report this too, because we all walked out. The families and all the reporters walked out before Armitage spoke. Did you hear that?
No, we didn't hear it.
Well, you're hearing it now. There was four reporters left in the room, and the room was almost empty during Armitage's testimony, and no one has reported that except for a slight mention of that. I did a Google search for it. But you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to write a story. I'm going to have to write the real thing, because you know what?
And that was a protest. That was a protest because Rice hadn't shown up.
That's right. That was a protest. But have you seen that on all the big news reports?
Oh, no. The families love it and think it's great. Let's take calls. Oh my goodness. Who's up first here? Let's talk to David in New Jersey. David, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Tom.
How are
I want
you?
To thank you, gentlemen, both for the work that you're doing. Tom, I had come across an article regarding Sybil Edmonds a while back. I tried to retrieve the letter, but I archived it. And there was some mention about she had been looking over the shoulder of one of her coworkers who was mistranslating some of the intercepts that she was tasked to produce.
That is, they're going back and altering them retroactively for the committee.
Yeah, and
well, this was she was mistranslating them on purpose.
Yes,
at
so
the time.
Well, you see, this is the story, and now she came out. She said that she was asked personally to change, and as a because she wouldn't do it, she was not. She was basically fired from
her
job.
They offered her, in her quotes, they offered her a bigger job to shut up, or threatened to arrest her if she didn't, and that's documented. We covered that earlier, David.
Right. Okay, we'll move on to another thing. Tom, your fax campaign, can you post any additional information as far as contacts that we can...
Well, what we're going to do next on that, I've left that up there. Tell folks what it is. I didn't even talk about that, but we had Bill Douglas of the Visibility Project, 9/11 Visibility Project, and I had gotten together and talked on the phone. What can we do? And I said, well, there are basically six people. You've got your House and Senate leaders. You've got Mr. Keene of the commission and Mr. Kerry, who has the microphone and is being covered daily. These people have the most power to call for a subpoena of Condoleezza Rice and the president and the vice president, some of the key players. Secretary Myers was testifying, but he didn't say.
So you posted their contact info for people to call.
And people started calling, and for about 2 weeks we were able to get quite a bit done in terms of getting people to call the telephone numbers and fax their information in, so that to get their attention.
To let them know that we know.
Yes, that we exactly. And it's basically now we're at a point where it's basically a cover up. This is a major cover up. Here you have the most important investigation since Watergate, anyway, and it might be the most important when you consider the number of people that died. Here you have a mass 3,000 death and mass murder, and you don't even have a grand jury. You have no career prosecutors involved in this thing, and you can tell by the questions being asked.
Now you have Bush syndicate partners running the investigation.
Well, that's if you want to call it that. Basically, you have the committee is so conflicted, it's disgusting. Al,
all right, let's go to more calls. Let's talk to Don in Wisconsin. Don, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, Mr. Jones. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the laws about the news stories that you're putting out on your website. If you make a copy of any news story that's broadcast on television, that's against federal law.
It's not under fair use, and normally we just link the stories, and we're analyzing the news, sir. Do you have a comment or anything about these news articles?
Well, I was just wondering. I heard yesterday on another show on shortwave about an international court in the year 2000 found the Bush administration guilty of war crimes.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Don. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, go ahead. You're on the air, Dan. Okay.
Alex.
Go ahead.
You know, it's very clear that this panel is not put together to put any of the questions at rest, all the doubts, how jet fuel can melt the building, how amateur pilots can hit these needles in a haystack, or how the hole's too small in the Pentagon for a plane to hit. It's not put together for that at all. They're put together just to give the neocon followers some ammunition that they're doing something.
Well, I spent some time at the end of the last hearing because of the rush hour. I wasn't going to drive home in that. So I went out to dinner with some reporters, and there was a Philip Weirn, who has spent a great deal of time researching the buildings. And when I first looked at the buildings, I thought they were imploded. There's no question. I looked at them, and they looked like they came down straight. But after talking to Philip, basically he said that the buildings were built by the mob, and they were built so shoddily, and just quarter-inch pieces of steel. They were just pieces of plastic on, you know, considering.
We have the owner of the World Trade Center complex saying they blew it up. So
yeah, I mean, it's just...
We have those video clips.
There's a lot of discrepancy.
Yeah, we got a break again, folks. So everybody, stay there. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got Bob Chetman, the international forecaster, economist, former Army intelligence, to get into the Madrid bombings, what's happening with the dollar, the economy. Of course, we got loaded phone lines for our guest, Tom Flacco. And, you know, some of the callers, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want on the show, but, I mean, I'd like to try to keep some of the calls to 9-11, because one of the callers stumped me. He's like, a court in 2000 found George Bush guilty. I think it was a war crimes court just a few months ago did that. So it's a pretty confusing stuff and kind of off the issue here. Let's see if, I guess who's up next here, Stephanie? Sandra in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hi. I was listening to the Senate this morning. Harry Reid said that there were 100 security meetings before 911, and only two of them terrorism was mentioned. Also, I live about 3 miles from the FAA center at the tech center in Pomona, New Jersey. I don't think it would have taken those planes very long to get up there. They sure can make it down to D.C. Every day to guard the president, and that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. That's a good point, Tom.
Well, Sandra's right on, and I know where Pomona is, and I know where the Atlantic City, that's where the 177th fighter wing, and I knew General Girard personally and had had associated with him because he was the commanding general of the New Jersey National Guard when I was in the National Guard back for so many years. And I heard Chairman Tom Keene, who was also the governor of the state of New Jersey, who was the governor, and he had said that on C-SPAN one morning that a caller had called in and talked about the same thing Sandra said, and he said, well, you know, we were looking outward, and then he questioned, somebody asked a question to him about why they couldn't have done something about escorting the planes or shooting them down or something.
But when another plane goes off, in just a few minutes, it's surrounded.
Yes, exactly. And it's a standard procedure, and we've put the notification of the hijacking. But there were planes in the air, Alex, Operation Vigilant Guardian. There were training missions up and down the East Coast with fighter
jets. It's a fraud. People need to investigate it further. TomFlacco.com. We really appreciate you coming on. We'll have you back up on the show, and thanks for covering these hearings.
Alex, take care, and send me, if you could, TomFlacco@cs.com, send me the information about the two people that grabbed Mr. Bush when he was talking about the remote control. I'd love to see those.
You know, I have that on tape somewhere. I was taping when it happened.
And
he said, we can land these planes with remote control, and somebody reached up and grabbed his arm.
Yeah, could you get Violet to send me that if you got...
Well, like I said, I have a literal room full of videotapes, but we're going to be going back through those. Tom, thanks for the call.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You bet. I really appreciate the call and you coming on the show. All right, we're out of time for this hour. We'll come back, take more calls, get to our next guest, cover a bunch of other news. If you want to find out the truth about 9/11, get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long or 2 hours, 24 minutes on VHS, 170 minutes on DVD. Get part two of it, The Masters of Terror Exposed, another great two-hour-plus video. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. We have Eric Hupschmidt's book and video. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get these videos. Make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Get them out to your friends and family. Get them out to talk show hosts in your area. Spread the word and your purchase. Also makes the show possible. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only $12. You can call toll free 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, 1-888-253-3139. Next hour, you can talk about whatever you want and have a free-for-all. We got a guest coming up to talk about the economy, the grid bombings, and a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to, so... We'll get to all your calls and a guest when we get back. Stay with us, third hour straight ahead.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.